This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Britain and the world said farewell to Queen Elizabeth II with pomp and pageantry. Crowds massed in the streets of London and at Windsor Castle to honor a monarch whose 70-year reign defined an era. It was the first state funeral since Winston Churchill's in 1965, drew world leaders and other royalty. Royal Navy sailors pulled a gun carriage carrying her flag-draped coffin to Westminster Abbey before pallbearers carried it inside. A moving, deeply atmospheric funeral service sets Queen Elizabeth II on her final journey. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Big Ben signals the arrival of a gun carriage carrying the coffin of a monarch who reigned for 70 years. Well, during the service, the Archbishop of Canterbury draws deep meaning and hope from the Queen's life.
All who follow the Queen's example and inspiration of trust and faith in God can with her say, "We will meet again."
With extraordinary sensitivity, the Queen's Piper Major, Paul Burns, brings the Westminster Abbey service to a close. Charles de Ledesma, London.
This is VOA News.